Good morning. I'm Christine Quintana, and this is my first thought residency. I am walking to work right now to Progress Lab 1422, where I work. And I've just packed my bag for one of those marathon days where I'm going to work there for two different companies. I'm going to see a show, facilitate a talk back, go to an industry party. It's a full day, and I love it. But this is the start of my second year not having a day job and only working in the arts industry. And I've spent so much time trying to carve out space for my work. And now I wonder about carving out space from my work. I don't have a family to look after or anything like that. So all I have is me and what I do. But what am I when I'm not doing what I'm doing? Hello, this is Christine Quintana, and this is Thought Residency number 2. I just got out of the shower, and I swear that every solution to every administrative problem, every bit of creative inspiration only ever happens when I'm in the shower, can't write it down, and I forget it the second I get out. What are you supposed to do about that? Gosh. I mean, can I make some sort of fancy desk where you can have hot water under your feet, or is it the steam, or is it the solitude, or the nudity? I don't know, but I want some of that where I normally work, maybe just not quite as wet. Hello, this is Christine Quintana, and this is Thought Residency number 3. I just finished a class at the Arts Club, the LEAP Playwriting Intensive, where I'm the program assistant, and we work with mostly high school age playwrights on dramaturgy and creating short pieces that get read out at the Arts Club. And holy, these guys, they write characters that are culturally diverse, that span all sorts of spectrums of sexuality and gender identity, and that's not even the focal point of these plays. That's just them reflecting the world as they live in it. So it's not something that you need to have a roundtable discussion about, or that's any kind of mindful impulse for them. Their plays are just populated by all kinds of people. And for all the conversations that we have about how to make our theater more diverse, I think these guys are going to show us how it's done. Hello, this is Christine Quintana, and this is Thought Residency number 4. I started running last year, and I love it in ways I didn't expect. One of the things that I find the hardest about being an artist and a producer is changing gears. So if I was warmed up and available while doing budgets the way I'm in the rehearsal hall, I'd basically be crying all the time. So running gives me a way to reset, get back in my body, and just focus on breathing, putting one foot in front of the other, and taking things as they come. Okay, one more lap. Whew. Well, hello there, friends. This is Christine Quintana with Thought Residency number 5. I'm going through some old notebooks of mine, and when I was a very keen theater-loving teen, I made a list in a notebook of my theater heroes. And in the last year or so, I'm incredibly lucky that I've gotten to work with almost all of them. And in doing so, I've had to get over some hero worship. And not because these people were in any way disappointing or disillusioning, it was quite the opposite actually. But I think when I made this list, I really wanted them to have something inaccessible, something different and totally unattainable. And in working and seeing the process of these artists, I see that most of it is just hard work and an open heart to their collaborators and to their own personal genius, what makes them so special. And so in recovering from one type of hero worship, I go straight into another, because as a grown-up artist now, I know how hard it is to have those things, to have that open heart and to have that drive and work ethic. And so I worship these heroes in a whole new way, but now with the idea that maybe these things are accessible to me too. Hello there, this is Christine Quintana, and this is Thought Residency number 6. I'm just getting ready to go out tonight. And sometimes when I do my makeup, I'm reminded that my formative makeup instructional experiences
were with a makeup artist who volunteered at the community theater where I did lots of shows during Christmas when I was a young teen, who in hindsight definitely did drag makeup. So sometimes when I go out, I go a little overboard, or at least my makeup traditions come from a tradition maybe a little different than Marie Claire magazine. But I'm reminded that everyone's practice is a collage of everyone who's taught them everywhere that they've been. And whether or not that shows up in your work or in your rehearsal hall, you carry a bit of everybody's story with you that you encounter. And I like that idea. Hello, this is Christine Quintana with Thought Residency number 7, reporting from a bar, because that's where I am right now. I just recorded this number 7 twice and deleted it because I was scared to actually send it to anybody, because I was actually talking about my fear of conflict, my pathological fear of conflict, and how I see artists from Toronto especially call each other out all the time publicly, and it seems to be part of the dialogue that happens there, and I get sweaty just thinking about doing that. So I guess my thought right now is my pathological fear of conflict going to make my art as inoffensive as the things that I say out loud? I love to have real talks about art, but I won't have them in any way that's actually going to contribute to any greater actual change that anybody gets to be a part of, other than talking about things over a pint of beer with a dear friend. So that's my question. Hello, this is Christine Quintana with Thought Residency number 8. This goes out to my fellow tryhards out there. Sometimes you make really shitty art, and there's not a hell of a lot that you can do. You try real hard and you gave it your whole heart, but sometimes all you get is poo. Oh, you try again another day until you get something that you'll show other people and not be embarrassed of, because failure's okay. I remind myself of the time that failure's okay. And sometimes you make really shitty art. You can burn it if you want, or save it for another day. Oh, I want to re-record that, but I won't. Okay, there you go. Hello, this is Christine Quintana, and this is Thought Residency number 9. The last couple weeks, I've been thinking a lot about courage. And as my life goes on, I'm understanding more and more how much courage it takes to survive what life gives you. And the courage that it takes to really live authentically in the world and connect with other people. And I think that creative courage is just more of the same. The courage to be authentic, and the courage to love what you do and to love your colleagues. And it's a tremendous risk to love as much as we do. And it's something that most of us will spend our whole lives chasing, the courage to be authentic and to love with all our hearts. And I think that inspired spark that we see in the pieces of art that we love are that bit of courage. Hello, this is Christine Quintana with Thought Residency number 10. I just spent a wonderful weekend taking in performances and discussions at the Talking Stick Festival. And I was having a hard time trying to think of what I was going to say here this week, because the greatest gift I got this weekend was the gift of getting to listen. Hello, this is Christine Quintana with Thought Residency number 11. I was talking to a fellow playwright about how preparing a script for production is like building a ship. You nail every board yourself, you make the designs as good as you can. And as you're rigging the mast and
setting the sails, you realize that there's going to be souls on board this ship. And so you try to make it as watertight as you can. But if you try to make a perfect ship, you're never going to leave the dock. So eventually you have to trust your captain and trust your crew. And even if your ship takes on a little water, to know that everyone on board is a strong swimmer. Because when it does set sail, all you can do is stand on the shore and hope it makes it to the other side.
Hello friends, this is Christine Quintana with Thought Residency number 12, my last one. All this month I've been thinking about how to say goodbye in life. And I know I'm not the only person who's been thinking about that too. And it made me realize that theater is full of goodbyes. We make something that's temporary, that's fleeting. We come together and then we go apart from each other, and if we meet again, it's never really the same. And when we make stories for those people, the way that things are not the way things will be. And so they spend the whole play trying to figure out how to say goodbye to a way of life that's no more. And in our work, we love to ask questions that we can't answer. How do you do it? And it never gets easier. But every time gets you a little readier for the next time you have to say it. So, goodbye.